Welcome, welcome, welcome to CRN Digital Talk Radio. Always good to have your microphone on. Second time in this, they've done that to me here with the buttons there. Welcome to the show. It is the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to our show. And, you know, you're sitting in front of the big board here now.
Yes.
And it looks to me to be a different board than it was before. Is it the same one?
It's the exact same board.
Really?
Yeah. You need to move your mic up a little bit so we can hear you a little. I want you to talk right into that. There you go.
How about that?
That is perfect.
Is that all right?
I love that, yes.
All right. Should I ask my question?
Yes, ask your question. Is the same
Is that the same board as we had at Ralph's?
Yes, same one. No, this is a brand new board that's in the new studio. It's different than what we use in the old ones. But it is exactly kind of the same. It's just a new modern model.
What button has all the special effects? Because I miss my rim shots, and I miss
And you'll keep missing them until we get that wired in. That's not wired in
yet. So it's not wired in?
It will be.
Gee, I'm really holding my fingers so I can we can get that thing back. Because I think that's a big part of our show, special effects.
Yes, it is. Very good. Very big and very special effects.
Yeah. Now, look.
What do we got to talk about today? Come on, Colin Kaepernick. We got all these problems going on here. Huh?
You know, we'll talk about him a little bit later on. It's very simple. I'll just say this. It's your duty as a man to lead when asked to lead. He's a quarterback of the 49ers. There's only 32 of those guys in the world, by the way. And he has to pull his head out of his rear end and realize there's a difference between his rights and what is common sense, what is reasonable, and what is the right thing to do. Those are two separate entities. My right to sit, of course, you have the right to sit. But you also have a duty to your team and your organization and to the role of leader. And so far, you're a pedantic child and you should be slapped.
I agree. And I think that every time he goes to play, he's going to be booed by a lot of people from now on. I think, you know, it's one thing to have beliefs and feelings, another thing not to stand for the national anthem of this great country, the United States of America.
And here's the funny thing. He's going to continue this until the world changes.
It's the sports show on CRN.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online. Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Give me a phobia. It is the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. So I'm wearing this brown shirt, and Fred says what a nice shirt it is. Then when I get on the air here, they tell me that it might have washed me out a little bit on the camera somewhat.
Well, all things are true, as we all know that.
But you like the shirt.
I do like the shirt. Okay. Maybe if it were on someone else, maybe. I don't know. It's just an observation.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's just an observation.
Thank you.
Now, listen, this Colin Kaepernick, I'm going to close with him.
Please.
Because you know what I think about it. This is too simple of a problem. And here's what he says. I don't see it being a distraction, him sitting down for the national anthem.
It's something. Colin says that, right? He says that?
Kaepernick
says that.
It's something that can unify this team, he says.
Oh, my gosh. You're
it's
kidding.
Something that can unify the country.
Wow.
If we have these conversations, there's a better understanding of where. You know, this reminds me of in the 60s when they were really lame people starting to smoke pot. And they became enlightened.
And they tried to justify
you,
it.
Do you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They tried to make it. They tried to.
Well, it was like, you know, I'm now so introspective. I'm so interesting now. And I'm really high. I'm really stoned now. And those are the type of people that always tell you, you can't believe how stoned I am right now. I'm really high. You know, and this is what this guy sounds like to me, that you could be this behind the curve and be a quarterback in the National Football League. You want this guy leading your team? I don't.
No. No. I said, you know, I tweeted out today that his actions during the during the Pledge of Allegiance, Star Spangled Banner, are much the same as his actions as a quarterback. He sits on his ass.
Here's what he should do.
That's what he does.
Here's what it is, Colin. If you're listening, I'm sure he is.
Terrible.
Here's what you do. At the end of the year, you join the Peace Corps. That's what you do. You spend 4 or 5 months in the Peace Corps.
Put your money where your mouth is.
That's what you do, and give away some of that money that you're hoarding, and do something with it. But don't take up everyone's time with your lazy-brained emotions. And so that's it for me. I'm done with this guy. And but they're on the TV here. I think the last preseason game they're in San Diego. This is really going to be hilarious. And if they continue,
everywhere he goes this season is going to be terrible.
If they continue to play to this, if the owner doesn't stand up, I talked to Steve, you know, Rosenblum the other day. Who used to be the owner of the L.A. Rams?
Right,
his father was.
Yes, he was the son.
But he was the heir apparent until Georgia, you know, did what she did.
That's a story for a long show someday.
Oh, that's a 2-hour show.
That's a good show.
I have to bring in a lunch. Because there's going to be a lunch break for that story.
Tell the story of Georgia and how she got the Rams from Carol Rosen. That's at least a lunch.
How she got Carol from Joe Kennedy.
That's another
story.
That's another one. But anyway, you were saying you talked to Steve.
I'm just full.
You're
of just. This. I want to tell this story too because I've been holding on to it for a long time.
It's better than learning the secret 11 herbs and spices in Colonel Sanders' recipe. That's how good this story is.
This is a great story.
Yep.
We should have Tony Capozzola, my consigliere, who was right there at the trough of information when all this went down. We'll have him in studio maybe one of these days.
This is the death of, upon the passing of, yeah. of Carol Rosenblum. But anyway, Steve so here was in line but never
so,
got the
So
team.
I talked to Steve about this Colin Kaepernick. I said, can you imagine Carol Rosenblum and you in the Ram organization when it was here, when we were here, putting up with this? He said, first thing you do is you tell him, you do it again, you're fired. And if he does it again, you fire him, and then you call Whitey, the little guy with the keys of the station wagon, take him to the airport, get rid of him. And that's what you do.
Who's Whitey, the little guy?
Whitey's the guy that kind of like mops up.
So he's just the guy with the keys to a station
wagon. Yeah, he has a station wagon, and if you need anything, he'll run.
As a cleaner?
If in training camp you need some chicken, he'll go out and get you some chicken.
Okay, so you just take him to the airport and send him out of town.
Yeah, if you just say, Whitey, take this a jackass down to the airport and dump him off.
Wow.
So anyway, there's things that you do out of common sense and reason. That thinking, as well-rounded as it was 30-some-odd years ago, still holds up today if people were able to see it and understand it. But we're so understanding and so tolerant in this culture that, you know, Colin Kaepernick is so sincere. And that's what the press does. The press loves the fact. Don't think this isn't in there, folks. The press loves the fact that you've got a black quarterback who is disgruntled with America. Get the rub? And he's decided to act out and take up your time about it and once again tell you that electing a president who was black 7.5 years ago isn't good enough. It hasn't passed the muster. It hasn't passed his standards. He still believes that this country it treats blacks terribly. And, you know,
he's taken flack from everybody. He's got from the fans, the teammates, former coaches, police associations, candidate Donald Trump for just sitting on his rear end during the national anthem before a preseason game last week. And it is carried on for now into a second week. And it's going to continue to carry on the whole season.
You know, if my father were alive younger days,
what would Mr. Dreyer say?
He wouldn't say anything.
Really?
Come over and grab you by the neck
and
make you stand up and put you there and hold on to you until the anthem was over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and then afterwards he might pop you one. But
you got to think about your actions. And Kaepernick says that he wasn't thinking about disrespecting U.S. veterans. Well, what were you thinking about?
He wasn't thinking.
That's it. And you talk about people that have bad brains and don't think through situations. Hey, it's one thing to say your opinion and talk about it. It's another thing to disrupt society and basically stomp on those that have given their lives for their country to go ahead and keep the things we cherish the most.
We had a player in training camp in the 70s, big black tackle, who came down to our room at lunch between double days, two-a-day practices.
Yes.
And said, I just want everyone here to know that I'm leaving the team. And we said, okay, see you later.
That's all you said?
That's all we said.
This was during training
camp. This was during training camp. He said, no, I am serious. And I said, so what's your problem? He says, I just don't think that the team is close. I just don't think that we do things together. And all of us just told him all at once, get out. We went to the door, pushed him out, and shut the door. And that was the end of him.
And did he leave camp?
No.
No.
Went back to his room.
He went back to his room?
He was just trying it out.
Yeah.
He wanted to try it out on room 5, which is where we were.
Same, do they still gel that same way now with the modern teams?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the culture of pro football today or anything
else.
You
haven't gone to training camp with the Rams.
No, I have not. No, I have not.
You're going to go to some games, though, aren't you? Take possibly your co-host along with you?
There's a possibility of it. It all depends.
That's good. And because they play at the Coliseum in Los Angeles and there's no parking, maybe we can get neighbor Paul to drop us off and then come back and pick us up.
Now you're going where I'm going.
That's pretty good, right?
We get neighbor Paul.
We get him a soda. Tell him we'll pick him up a soda or something.
And just drive around for like 5 hours.
Yeah. Well, he can go downtown and do some stuff, but neighbor Paul could drop us off. We watch the game and then have them come back at a predestined time, and then their predetermined time.
There's a great ribs place down there on Santa Barbara.
Is there?
Boulevard there, right next to the
still
USC.
Still available?
Right next to USC.
Even with the football 20 years gone?
Caddy corner from Giant Felix Chevrolet.
You know, here's the deal. Neighbor Paul could go pick up a new vehicle for us. just tell us what he bought. He could go drop us off, go buy a car. In 5 hours, they can kind of pressurize him into a deal. And then he'd come pick us up in some new SUV. Well, think about it.
Well, would he be willing to do that?
I don't do that.
Think
he might. We'll ask him. He'll be on the end of the show.
Buy a new vehicle. Maybe.
By the way, all the guys, everybody's getting together now with this fantasy rotisserie football or whatever you want to call it.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football. And
Kaepernick.
Yeah, who's got Kaepernick? And then Minnesota Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has a torn ligament now.
How about that?
Dislocated left knee at his practice, and he's going to miss the upcoming season. So
dropping
I hope he didn't
back
draft
to
him.
Pass. Dropping. You know, the Vikings could actually trade for Kaepernick.
There you go.
And he could sit down at the national anthem in 16 different cities this year.
And freeze his ass on the because it's cold in Minnesota. That'd be good. Just stay seated there.
No, it's not that cold.
It's not that bad? No. You played in Minnesota one time, and I think you broke your finger during that game.
I broke several things that day.
You have to tell that story someday.
Oh.
You didn't know it was broken for a while, did you? Until you start.
Until I started picking my nose.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. The original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best, fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
We're back with the sports show. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Yes, that's Fred Dreyer, the acting legend. Hunter, how many people, Fred Dreyer, on the TV series Hunter, did you throw off the top of buildings? That was one of your specialties. You would throw people off the top of a building.
Well, we had 7 years on the air.
Yeah.
And there was probably a couple of two or three times a year.
Two or three times a
season.
So
that's like 20 people, maybe.
So maybe 20 people told you would throw off a building, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that your favorite way of getting the bad guys, just to toss them right off the building?
No, shooting them was always great.
Shooting them was good. You always handled. What kind of gun was that? Was that a 44
Well, we
Magnum?
Had different. We had. I used, right toward the last couple of years, we used Smith & Wesson 40 caliber.
40 caliber.
Yeah.
And you say we, the lovely Stephanie Kramer, of course.
Yeah, of course, she had a tiny gun, little.
Was there always a little, like, romance sputtering between you two
pink candles in the series?
Was it supposed to be two kind of, like, had each other's back, so to speak, that kind of thing?
Yeah, but see, the funny, because we all know this, but the network, after the show just took off, they said, oh, we've got to now make a romance.
That's what I thought.
And, and I said, no. And they said, well, why not? And I said, because once you do that, the show completely changes.
You change the whole makeup of the show, right?
You actually ruin the show.
Well, you can't. Like the series Castle recently, there was the whole show was built on, is there a romance? Is there not? Do they like each other? He kind of likes her. She doesn't like him. And then eventually they get together. They get married. Once they got married, then what do you do? It's like then you change the whole show around a little bit.
Yeah, then you have to have a baby. And then Hunter is carrying the baby around when he's on a stakeout.
That wouldn't have happened, really.
And then, well, of course. And he's on stakeout.
On a stakeout,
you're
taking the...
And then she shows up, you know, as I'm on stakeout with the baby and says, you get your ass back home. Honey, I'm staking out.
This could be a brand new Hunter.
I think baby Ricky. Baby.
With the baby named Ricky?
Baby Ricky needs his daddy home. So you get home right now.
Wow.
And then, you know, she...
You would have made her like an antagonist of the show.
Then you cut to her chasing me around the backyard with a skillet.
You're right. I guess that would have changed
the whole show changes.
You would have been able to
clearly
throw
you
off.
Can see that.
I could see you would have been able to throw people off roofs. You would have been able to use that 40 caliber.
And then I fall asleep on the hammock, you know, in the backyard, and then I dream all these episodes.
That would have been good. Now that would be good.
And at the end of the 22 episodes, you realize all those 21 episodes was me dreaming.
Now, that's the deal. That's sort of a really cheap, gimmicky kind of thing to do. There's always the dream sequence. Now, did you do just 22 episodes, or did you do more than that during the Hunter series?
No, you did 22 episodes a year.
Wow, yeah. Because back in the day when Robert Conrad at the Wild Wild West, he was doing like 36
episodes.
Oh, yeah,
they just had
huge seasons, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the demand was they went deeper into the season. They started, you know, a little
started
earlier.
They started actually in September and went straight through till June.
Oh, yeah, 36 episodes. That's 14 more than what we did.
Yeah, so there you go.
I think that's
I liked it better that way. I know it was tougher work, but I liked it better. You kind of were able to take a little vacation.
Well,
when you got off doing the 22 episodes, did you do other projects, or did you get away and dig a vacation?
I spent time with my daughter.
There you go. That's good.
I took her to the beach and hung out with her, and I spent 3 months just cooling out because it is a demand, you know. And, you know, my marriage didn't last. You know, through all this stuff for various reasons.
It puts a strain on the old marriage, doesn't it?
It pretty much can do that. But I had a real good balance to it. You know, they cut down from 36 to 22 primarily because of production. You know, it's tough for the writing staff to grind out 36. It's tough for 22 of them, let alone 36 of them. So that was that.
All right, back to the sports show here.
Please forgive me.
So you had a little else to add.
I had a little note here.
Please.
You know, I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick.
And, yeah.
You know, I don't mean to be harsh in my criticism because I do think he's genuine. I do think he's genuine. But he's making a mistake. And what's happening is, through his best intentions, he's unwittingly branding himself as a lightning rod, just like Yasiel Puig did.
Who?
Okay, Yasiel Puig.
He's playing for Oklahoma now.
He's in Oklahoma, but the Dodgers are bringing up, they're expanding their squad to, you know, 20,
gonna bring him
26,
back
28, or what the heck it is.
Yeah.
He's not one of the guys they're bringing up.
Really?
And he's playing very well down there, over there.
Wow.
Back there. But the point is that, you know, once Puig shows up on the Dodgers, it's you break that fine membrane of what the Dodgers have going. you know.
Yeah, because he's a disruptor.
Well, it's all about him now. Yeah. So now everything is about Yasiel Puig. Now right. It's also about, you know, Colin Kaepernick.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Know? I mean, it's...
It really is something difficult.
Yeah.
So you got to keep the team, anyway. And you got to have the team gelled, and everybody's got to know why they're there.
That's good. I do. I do understand Kaepernick, but you know he did take on the Muslim religion and married a Muslim woman.
Who did?
Kaepernick.
He did. Oh.
Yeah. So he's now well on his way to doing a lot of other types of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody should get a good marriage and settle down. But it's like you should stand for the national anthem. Now, Antonio Brown, he's got more money. The Steelers agreed to restructure his contract, moving up $4 million in base salary from 2017 to this 2017 to this year, and the receiver is going to now make $10.25 million in this season, 2016. That's a lot of money. That's a lot.
What's he going to do with it?
Spend it, I guess. Coco Crisp, you heard about this? That
what happened to him?
Yeah, he is now going to go to the Indians. Cleveland added him to their outfield and picked him up in a trade with the Oakland A's. So Cleveland needed some help. The A's are like languishing with the Angels down there in the cellar of the American League West. So Coco Crisp, I always like just saying that name because it makes me hungry when I talk about
Coco. Count Chocula.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and here's something that I'm excited about, because the Green Bay Packers, a team that I liked until the Rams came back, and I still kind of like the Packers, and here's why I like them even more now, because they have opened a Brett Favre exhibit, and I like Brett Favre. I think he's great.
Favre?
I say Brett Favre.
Favre.
Not Favre.
That's F-A-V-R-E.
Yeah, but I say Brett Favre. I just like to say it.
You can't pronounce the R before the V.
It's right. The Favre.
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 That's it.
Yeah, well, they don't say it, but Favre.
But they do say Favre.
Favre, they do all the time. Anyway, they have the Packers Hall of Fame open an exhibit this Wednesday, and they've got things in there, great things of Brett Favre's, like the bobbleheads, the tape that he wrapped around his ankles, dozens of items on display. If we had a Fred Dreyer Hall of Fame museum, what would you display in that Hall of Fame museum?
A lot of Tupperware.
So you used to take your lunch to the games?
Yep. I took all my sardines.
How about the old VW van that you had for so many years that you used to use?
You can put that in there.
You put equipment in there and stuff, and you kept it. A lot of people love VW vans. That would be great.
My alarm clock. I had a special alarm clock.
What kind of alarm clock?
Well, it was a Seiko. And what I did was, because, you're rattling it around in there.
Yes.
So the box that it came in.
Uh-huh.
I went out and cut out a piece of foam and then cut a hole in it for the face. And I stuck this wonderful Seiko alarm clock inside the box and then closed it up and put tape around the top and the sides. So it was like a travel case that if it were to fall out on the ground or fall out on the floor,
it
would be protected. So
you were like a pre-runner to the things we put on our cell phones now to protect them when they fall out of your pocket.
There you go.
And so why did you do this? Did you used to drop your alarm clock a lot?
Well, you're driving around there. You're driving all over the country.
I thought maybe you threw it when it rang or something.
It was a great way of maintaining your alarm clock.
Okay. Now, this Tim Tebow thing, this happened this week, and I don't think the Cubs showed up to see what was going on. And one other team, everybody else was there to watch Tim Tebow have a workout. Did you hear anything about whether anybody's going to sign him or not?
I don't know, but the Dodgers supposedly thought he was fine.
Good.
But, I mean, you saw the clips of him catching and throwing and hitting. It looked pretty...
He crushed a batting practice home run. The throwing ability, they say, was so-so. It was okay. And he took the field. He was decked out in Adidas gear, and that's a new endorsement deal that he's got. And, yes, I don't know. I guess they televised this, at least the local the TV stations did, so you could get a chance to see what he was doing. And he's looking to maybe tie on with some baseball team.
Not
going to happen?
No.
No?
Well, someone might sign him for the heck of it, but I think it's very... Why would you sign him?
I would...
There's another distraction you're bringing on to your team.
He'll stand for the national anthem.
Well, let him go to San Francisco.
Now you mentioned Yasiel Puig, and there's an unknown team that claimed him on revocable waivers. They were more interested in blocking him from going to another team than in trading for him. That's what a league source has said. So Puig, you know, was devoted to the minors earlier in the month, a day after the Dodgers couldn't move him before the non-waiver trade deadline. And apparently he's talked to ESPN, to Marty Rivera, and he talked to him this week, and he said he would have preferred a trade to another team instead of being demoted to the minors. But he also acknowledged he's learned some humility since joining the Dodgers AAA team in Oklahoma City. He says, the moment I arrived in L.A., people were crazy for me. 50, 60,000 people cheering at the stadium. I got used to that amount of fans. Getting to AAA and not seeing as many fans is not very appealing or fun to play baseball. This is what I have to do for my future. You're saying they're not going to call him up, the Dodgers?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
All right.
That's what I hear.
They said he could be at it during the September call. So far, they don't know yet, huh? They got the catcher, infielder Austin Barnes coming up, and a few pitchers.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
We'll find out.
All right, that's right.
Let's go. Is he still throwing buckets of water on reporters?
Well, that's the other thing that we're not missing, are we?
Any NAPA guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little NAPA know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's NAPA know-how.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, it's Wines du Jour on CRN with our very own Les Kincaid from Las Vegas. What's the show about, Les?
Well, every week we do something very unique. We bring in three wines from a particular winery, and we have a group of local people come to an upscale restaurant. We taste the food from the restaurant to pair with each one of those wines, and we have a great time doing it. We talk about the wines, we talk about the food, talk about the restaurant, and of course, that's about it.
All on CRN. Don't miss it. Back to the sports show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties. I'm talking about the acting and football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to our show. We are proud to have with us Jim Ross.
Yeah.
We all know him.
Talking about
WWE
legend.
Hall of Fame announcer, barbecue connoisseur,
he's the
Fight
man.
TV spokesperson, and number one Oklahoma Sooner fan. Jim, welcome to our show.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be with you, and thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
It's an honor to have you, Jim Ross. I'm a wrestling fan from way back, and you are the guy. Good old JR. You were called matches forever. In fact, you were in sports going back to high school, weren't you? Didn't you play some baseball when you were in high school?
I played. I lettered 4 years of my high school football team and my basketball team. Believe it or not, I was a defensive specialist in basketball. I tell people. if there were only more than five personal fouls in a game, I might have been a star, but it didn't work out that way. But, you know, I love sports, and I was the only child, so my imagination kind of ran wild with me, and I was always influenced by, back in the day, Harry Carey and Jack Buck were my role models as far as storytellers are concerned, and I checked them out, you know, pretty much every night on my little transistor radio there in Oklahoma, so... they were the voice of the Cardinals. That was a big deal.
How actually did you get pulled into wrestling?
Yeah, how'd you go?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I love how you phrased that question, Fred.
How'd you get pulled into it? How'd you get pulled into wrestling?
How did you get in that last marriage you were in that didn't last long? JR.
JR, give spilling.
I was going to call. I was a fan. Unabashedly will admit I was a fan, still am. I love the theater, and it's simple, and I'm a simple guy. But I was in college. Our fraternity needed to do some things to rehabilitate our image, the dean of students informed us.
Right.
So we did a variety of fundraisers. At that time, the territorial wrestling promotion did fundraisers for nonprofit organizations, of which our fraternity was one. So I helped promote two events for our college field house, at our college field house, Northeastern State University. Used to be called the Redmond, but we know that's terribly politically
incorrect. Oh, yeah, you can't do that. You've got to be very careful there.
Come on, Jim Ross. Watch out there, JR.
I'm sorry. I brought it up.
Take it easy.
I apologize. Now they're the Riverhawks.
Okay, that's better.
Take it from the LSU. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a stellar name. Yeah. It rises the cockles of your soul when you're going to go play a game. But nonetheless, I met some guys in the wrestling business. They said, hey, we got a job for you after you get out of school. So I left school a semester early thinking, I'll just be gone a summer, and I'll have great stories to tell my buddies. And that little sabbatical lasted 40 years.
Wow.
And I'm still in the wrestling business in a certain sense. I've always said it cost me some gigs along the way. I get it. It is kind of like being the skinniest kid at fat camp. I get that. But, man, I had a lot of fun. It was just the locker rooms, the stories. It was a crazy business. And God almighty, I got in at the right place at the right time. We went from a one- or two-camera shoot to playing stadiums. It's just been great.
Well, you were also responsible for recruiting a lot of the talent in professional wrestling.
You brought a lot of them up there, JR.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin, John Cena, Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar. Tell us how you started off announcing. Is that correct? And then you worked your way into you got more involved in the profession, didn't you?
I started out as a grunt on the ring crew.
What's a grunt? What do you do? What does a grunt on the ring crew do?
Well, you unload. You set the ring up.
Got it.
You tear it down. You set it up. You put it back on the trailer. You drive the next town. You take it out. You set it up.
Like a circus. That's a circus.
Kind of like a circus thing. You know,
yeah. So I was a grunt, the lowest paid job on the team. But then I started being the driver of our boss, who was blind. So I became his driver. First time I rode in a Cadillac, I drove one. It's kind of cool.
Uh-huh. That's good. Yeah.
Nobody cares to anyone. I say, well, when I say something along those lines, just Google it. That was 74, so it was a big deal to me to come off the farm and get in a Cadillac.
Exactly.
My dad said, boy, son, you must be farting through silk. So something like that, Dad. Yeah.
Good there, Jim. So you're doing it right.
I started doing that. Then I wanted to be a broadcaster, as I mentioned, and my bosses knew that, so I drove my blind boss, who was the color commentator on their television show, to Shreveport to do the twice-a-month television tapings, and the TV announcer was on vacation. He worked for the TV station. They had forgot to inform the wrestling promotion that their announcer was going to be gone.
Wow.
Wait a minute. So you actually had a blind color commentator?
Yeah, and I had never done a television broadcast in my life. So I'm sitting there with no headset.
That's some broadcast.
Two camera shoots and a blind color analyst.
This is good. I like this. And so how did they put you in that? Did you say I can do it or something? How'd you get the gig?
Well, they knew that my goals were someday to be the to do broadcasting.
Gotcha.
And get off the damn ring crew.
So here's your chance.
So I'd rather wear a suit than a pair of leather gloves and work boots to, you know, unload the ring apparatus. So
right.
That was a better deal for me. I like those hours. I like the, you know, so it was a better thing. And I was they gave me a chance, and so I ran with the damn thing. You know, I said I may never do another one. By God, I'm going to do this one.
Well, I'm telling you, I did a little wrestling. We used to go out with the WWE and then WCW when CRN first started, and we had a guy on Dynamite D that was had a wrestling show. And so we went on, did play-by-play on the radio for wrestling when you do the local shows, and I went to the Forum in Los Angeles. And I was just blown away because guys like Sting and Abdul the Butcher were in the ring, and they did come out and they took our big box that we used to keep the equipment, and they'd smash each other over the head with it, and they picked up our little telephone receiver and threw it, and oh my gosh, it kind of goes with itself. You got to just kind of roll with it. Everything sort of just happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to roll with it, and you just provide the narrative that you see. I always say this, and I really believe, you know, I'm doing boxing now for CBS Sports Network.
Wow.
With good old Al Bernstein.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hall of Famer, a nice, really a hell of a
man. Good.
Good guy.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, good man. So anyway, I've always believed this in broadcasting. The game creates the music. The broadcasters are the lyricists. It's up to us as storytellers to put the right words with the scene that we're involved in. So in wrestling, if it was a real good match, it sounded like a real good match. If it was really good, I'd make it a little better, I hoped.
Well, yeah, Jim Ross, you're always the best. You're in the WWE Hall of Fame. You are amazing. And a lot of things people don't know about you. I don't know if Fred knows this or not, but we mentioned you played baseball in high school. Didn't you play a little football for a while, too? You were a two-time All-Conference, someone told me.
Yeah, I was an offensive lineman. Slow, white, no demand from me, but I did have real good grades, so that helped me when I went to college. But yeah, I played, and I also officiated for 20 years, high school and college football, basketball, and baseball. So I've always been a real sports guy, but I did get in the wrestling, but I got drawn in, and I love the road life, I love the nightlife, I love the never was no off season.
Hey, Jim Ross, it's the whole thing is, when you got into wrestling, it was like a regional sport, right? Each different area had their own source of wrestlers. It wasn't a national thing at the time, correct?
You're absolutely right.
And so what area did you work? You were in the South, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. I got into 74, and you go back to those same towns every week. You had like a little milk run. And so the groupies knew where the motels where all the boys stayed at. It was Sodom and Gomorrah, those places. And I was a naive, early 20-something-year-old kid. And, hell, I didn't know what marijuana was. I didn't know what speed was. I told a guy one time, I said, man, I'm really tired. Wahoo McDaniel. Played football in the NFL, AFL.
Wahoo McDaniel.
I said, why? I said, chief, I'm really down. I'm really feeling like I got the flu or something. He said, here, take one of these. I have no idea what it was, how stupid naive I was. I trusted my fellow Oklahoma Sooner.
That's a mistake.
This was on a Monday.
Yep.
And I finally went to sleep on Thursday. Honest to God, true.
That was one pill.
Jim, and you've
one pill.
One pill. And then who did it? Was it? How did it get organized national? Because there was Turner did WCW and McMahon did the WWF. Correct.
Well, it came down to two big players in the yard. It was WWE and WCW. WCW made some erroneous decisions. Their upper level management bailed on them. The new brains behind TBS wanted a different image, and so WCW fell on hard times. WWE bought WCW. I was the EVP of the company at the time, so we bought WCW, and that pretty well eliminated all the national competitions there is.
Yeah.
And so right now, it's not like they have a monopoly on it, but it's. Does the NFL have a monopoly on professional football? there are other leagues. We know, right?
But for all intents and purposes, that's the big leagues.
Well, only there's only a couple of regional circuits going now, isn't there? Other than the
it's
national,
just the WWE, I think. Right?
Is that it? Just a national circuit? That's it.
WWE's the biggest brand in the world, the biggest footprint because it's global to 160 something countries. I think maybe close to 200 now. I have multiple languages. When they do a pay per view, they bring in a Russian broadcast team, a Spanish team, a Japanese team. Wow. An Italian team.
These guys are world stars.
Czech Republic, they drink a lot of beer, JR. Jim Ross is with us. And Fred alluded to this. You brought up some of the talent, I mean, including The Rock, right? You were the executive VP, you had The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, for gosh sakes, correct?
Well, you go out there and recruit those guys. You know, you gotta hit those junior colleges like Fred went to. You gotta go places that might not be quote unquote on the beaten track, but you got to go where the athletes are.
Where did you find The Rock? Where did you find Dwayne?
Rock had Rock's grandfather was a wrestler, Peter Maivia. Rock's father, Rocky Johnson, was a wrestler.
Wow.
Rock went through Miami, played for Dennis Erickson, won a national title there in football. Finally, got hooked up in the CFL with Calgary. He got cut from the Calgary Stampeders practice squad. He came back to Miami, where he was living, married, and had $7 to his name. And I was told by a friend of the family, Pat Patterson, that he was looked like a good prospect, that I should go scout and look at him. I did, and we made an agreement to sign him up on that day.
You went out to see him, what did you have him do?
I had him do drills, and I had him do drills in the wrestling ring, hitting basically for simplicity's sake in this conversation, agility drills inside a wrestling
agility,
ring.
Agility inside a wrestling ring. And now Jim Ross, we should talk about this. You got a website, you've written some books, you got a podcast that we should get here on CRN. We got to talk to you about this. It's called The Ross Report. Are you doing that every week?
Yeah, I do it. It drops every Tuesday night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Podcast One and iTunes, The Ross Report. Last year, I don't know what this means. It may be like my wrestling accolades, the skinniest kid at Fat Camp. I think that my podcast was acknowledged as a top 100 podcast in the business last year.
I would think so. I would think so.
Happy about it. I'm making a couple of dollars on it finally. And so.
And your barbecue sauce? You still got the barbecue sauce?
Yeah, I sell that online at www.shop.com in Ingles grocery stores throughout the Southeast, and we're just getting ready to cut a deal for Australia and New Zealand.
There's no stopping. You got to come back here. What's your website, Jim Ross? You got a website?
JRSBARBQ.com. And hey, look, the main thing that I'm having so much fun with right now is the Fight App. FITE. It's a free app. If you like combat sports, boxing, wrestling, MMA.
Thank you, Jim. Hang on, Jim. Hold on.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus cream.
eat your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, early morning radio, and I guess it is radio, although it's radio on TV because this is CRN Digital Talk. You can find out what's going on in the world. We talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. We have an interesting way of looking at the news and having a little fun with the issues. So if you want to have some fun, learn a few things, and get up on the right side of the world, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, weekday mornings, 2 to 7 a.m. on CRN Digital Talk.
We're back on the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, neighbor Paul, joining us in just a minute. But we got Jim Ross here. And Jim, you said you have an app. It's called Fight TV, right? F-I-T-E TV.
Yeah, it's spelled, guys, it's F-I-T-E, and it's a free app. You got a smart device and Wi-Fi. You're in the game. We specialize in hundreds and hundreds of hours of MMA, pro boxing, all kinds of MMA, different tournaments around the world. And, of course, pro wrestling. So we've got Bruce Lee movies. It's a combat sport app.
Fight, F-I-T-E, right?
A lot of the content's free.
F-I-T-E, and it's Jim Ross.
Jim, let me ask you a question. Who was the number one guy on the horn? Who's the best guy on interviews?
Oh, probably Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. You know, I got to tell you this. When I was, I went to the Hula Bowl in 1968, and on the beach out in front of the Maui Surf Rider Hotel, I run into Freddie Blassie. And I walked over to him. I said, "Mr. Blassie, my name is Fred Dreyer. I'm here with the football outfit. And I just got to tell you, I used to go to the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles and watch you wrestle and pound the hell out of Mr. Togo. And then afterwards, you used to go into locker room laments and put your finger in Dick Lane's chest and wear him out. I loved you, and it was fantastic." He looks at me and says, "Get out of here, you pencil neck geek."
That's great. Hey, he wasn't going to fall out of character and say, "Oh, thank you very much, young man. You're very kind."
That's right. I'm going to do that.
He's always the heel. He's always the villain.
He was
Jim
so
Ross,
good.
Don't be a stranger. Come back and be with us again soon. We love you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, fellas. Have a blessed week.
Thank you.
You too. Fight TV, F-I-T-E, is his new app for you. Neighbor Paul, say hello, by the way.
Well, I got to tell you, it's an honor and pleasure to hear the story of Fred.
I don't think your microphone's working there, but speak into it there.
Fred and Freddie Blassie together, what a class act.
All right, that's good. We got to make sure all these mics are in. Say it one more time now.
Fred Blassie and Fred Dreyer together on the beach at Hawaii.
It was a memorable moment.
And you're going to be with Fred here hosting the show soon, am I right?
I am looking forward to it. It's an opportunity of a
lifetime.
You're
going to Hawaii.
I'll be in Hawaii. My niece is getting married. We're out of time. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Wow, final thoughts from you, Fred.
Hey, listen, this has been a great show for us. We're really glad you could tune in. And Mike, have a great time wherever you go.